Viewers all over the world, I greet you. Good morning. What a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere of praise and worship. Someone say, praise the Lord. Amen. Please have your seats. My name is Annette. I'm one of the evangelists under my father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua. The words I'm about to speak to you today, they are not mine. They have been given to me by my father in the Lord so that I can give it to you. This message I am about to give, if you embrace it, it will build you, equip you, and change your life in Jesus' name. I pray you will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. When you woke up this morning, I don't know the first thing that you thought about. But at the forefront of God's mind was you. When you went to bed last night, I don't know what you were thinking about, but at the forefront of God's mind was you. As I'm speaking, I don't know what you are thinking about, but at the forefront of God's mind is you. You, the greatest product of the Holy Spirit. You, the apple of God's eye. You, who the Bible refers to in Psalm 139 verse 14 as being fearfully and wonderfully made. Tell someone, take a look at me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Come and tell your neighbor, take a look at me. I am the apple of God's eye. Say, take a look at me. When you look at me, you're looking at the very image of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we all desire praise. Almost everybody desires praise. If you ask any man, which man do you know who doesn't like to be told? He is intelligent, strong, handsome, and doing well. Which woman do you know doesn't like to be told she is smart, wise, beautiful, and going places? As human beings, we appreciate and value praise. How much more the one who alone, who is worthy and deserving of all our praise, who is worthy of our adoration? Jesus. Who is worthy of our thanksgiving? Who is worthy of all our praise? Yes, Jesus. You are here today. God did not have to spare your life, but he did. Give thanks to him for the beautiful gift of life. He is the bread of life. He did not have to provide food on the table, but he Matthew 21. We're going to first of all be reading verses 1 to 9, and then verses 15 and 16. And I read, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them.' All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" Verse 6. "So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them." Verse 8. "And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road." Verse 9. "Then the multitudes went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!'" Verse 15. "But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant." Verse 16 and the last verse. "They were indignant and said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise?" Praise the Lord. And this brings us to the title of our message today, Born to Praise. Tell your neighbor, born to praise. Yes. You were born to praise the Lord. The Bible says that you were created for the glory of God. And Isaiah 43 verse 7 says that the purpose of life is for God's glory. If you do not know the purpose of life, you cannot appreciate the creator of life. And in the same vein, if you do not know the purpose of your spirit, you cannot appreciate and value the Holy Spirit by whom you were created and sealed for the day of redemption. The purpose of your spirit, brothers and sisters in Christ, is to admire, attract, and marry the Spirit of God. The purpose of your spirit is to admire, attract, and marry the Spirit of God. Our heart is the communication point, the contact point. But many a time, instead of opening our hearts to God's word, to God's faith, and God's spirit, we open our hearts to the lure and cares of this world. Instead of opening our hearts to God's word, his faith, and his spirit, enabling his spirit to contact our spirit, we open our hearts to the lure and cares of this world, thereby forfeiting God's plan and purpose for our lives. Zacchaeus once made the same mistake, but he took a different direction in order to achieve a different solution. In the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 9, the Bible says that Zacchaeus used every proper means to attract the attention and commitment of Jesus. The Bible says that he climbed a sycamore tree to rise himself above everyone else as Jesus was passing. And he was granted the honor and privilege, of hosting and dining with the King of Kings. Praise the Lord. Yes, Zacchaeus used every proper means to attract the attention of Jesus. His heart admired Jesus. His heart attracted the Spirit of God in Jesus. And the Spirit of God went where he was celebrated, not where he was tolerated. It didn't happen just like that. Zacchaeus played his role. Someone say Zacchaeus played his role. His heart admired and attracted the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God came to him and Zacchaeus received redemption. Praise the Lord. Genuine willingness on the part of Zacchaeus was what brought about his redemption. God Almighty wants to see your genuine willingness to come to him. He wants to see your genuine willingness to attract him. The Spirit of God wants to contact your spirit so that you can be made whole, so that you can be free, so that you can be saved. Have you given God your heart, your spirit? You see, we cannot enter life in the spirit if we do not accept and acknowledge Jesus. You see, he goes where he is desired, a place where he is appreciated, a place where he is valued and welcomed, not just a place where he is needed. Praise the Lord. If we consider the case of Paul and Silas in the book of Acts chapter 16, these men of faith who were thrown into prison after being beaten with many stripes, bound hands and feet, were by no means mentally deranged, but they chose to draw on God's resources so that their lives would become better and not bitter. They chose to depend on God's Spirit for strength and assistance, laying their souls under his influence and operations. These were great heroes of faith. In their affliction, they did not murmur and complain. As we know, it is the merry who sing psalms of praise. As it is our rule, the merry sing psalms of praise. But Paul and Silas, in this situation, they sang praises while in their affliction. We all know that only those who are happy sing praises to God. But Paul and Silas praised God because they were happy in their affliction, while they were busy praising God in their affliction. Little did they know that the angel of God was busy planning a divine visitation. If Paul and Silas, in the book of Acts chapter 16, did not praise God in their affliction, if they chose to renounce their faith and cry out of pain and anguish instead of praising God in their affliction, their chains would not have become loose, the prison doors would not have opened, and an entire household would not have become saved. In the book of Job chapter 1, verses 18 to 22, if Job had listened to his wife's foolish advice to curse God and die instead of praising God in his affliction, God would not have made Job's trouble work for his advancement. God would not have made Job's trouble work for his advancement. And he would not have crowned him with a double portion of blessing. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, if David had been influenced by his wife's negative statement after dancing before the Lord with all his might, he would not have received such mercy and favor of God, and his relationship with God would have suffered a great setback. If you want to receive from God, you need to appreciate him. You need to go where he is desired. Jesus Christ doesn't just go where he is needed. He goes where he is desired. Say, he goes where he is desired. He goes where he is desired. Great biblical heroes of faith were looking for something that could change their lives. They were looking for something that could make them whole. Something that would change them from sickness to good health, from poverty to solution. They found it in the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Now, this one turned in our favor. If Lucifer, the fallen angel, and the former praise and worship leader, was not kicked out of heaven due to his rebellion, you and I would have stood little chance of receiving the beautiful gift of salvation. Now that's a reason to shout hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Shout hallelujah in the highest praise.
Your seats. Now, people of God, one thing that we need to know is that These biblical heroes of faith went against common sense. Someone say, these biblical heroes of faith went against common sense. Now, the philosophy of Jesus Christ seems to work against common sense, but it is the reality. Say, it is the reality. You see, common sense would say that if your doctor tells you you are going to die, put your house in order and prepare for your departure. Have a pity party. Invite the grievers to come and mourn with you in advance because you are living on borrowed time. But the philosophy of Jesus Christ would say that if human sympathy could have saved you, you would have been saved by now. The philosophy of Jesus Christ would say that, look, rise up in faith on your bed of affliction and give God praise. Because as a child of God, you are faced not by a choice, but by a challenge to your faith in God. Praise the Lord. Common sense would say, when everything is out of order, begin to cry, murmur, complain, grumble, and seek the sympathy of others. But the philosophy of Jesus Christ would say, according to the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 11, if everything is out of order, begin to lift up your hands and sing to the Holy Spirit. I mean, begin to sing louder and become aggressive in your worship. Become louder in your praise and worship. Because God is still saying something. God is still saying something. Because God is who He says He is. He has what He says He has. And He can do what He says He can do. So don't allow your situation to mislead you. Don't allow your situation to direct you. God is still saying something. Rise up in faith in times of your affliction and give the Lord some praise. Who alone is worthy of our thanksgiving? Jesus. Who alone is worthy of all our praise? Jesus. Who alone is worthy of our adoration? Jesus. Only Jesus. Children of God, whatever situation you are going through, you have a choice. Say, I have a choice. Now, this is the choice. You can either grumble, cry, complain, and murmur against God concerning your situation, or you can choose to rise up in faith and praise God in your affliction. Praise the Lord. You see, life is all about choices and how we respond to every situation. Life is all about choices and how we respond to every situation. We all face similar problems, just camouflaged differently. But how we respond in our situation matters much. Now, I believe that when God came into the situation of Paul and Silas, I believe that the reason that the prison was shaken, the reason why the atmosphere was so charged, is because God saw the heart of someone who was praising Him in his affliction. And the Spirit of God was attracted and contacted the heart of Paul and Silas. God saw that even in their affliction, they are praising me. Children of God, sometimes we need to be prepared to do what we have never done before in order to achieve what we have never had before. Sometimes we need to take a different direction in order to achieve a different solution. I believe that the atmosphere in the prison prison was charged because God Almighty saw the heart of Paul and Silas and said, somebody is giving me praise. I believe that God Almighty saw the situation, and as the hearts were open with praise, he opened the prison doors and stepped in and said, somebody is inviting me to come into their situation. Somebody is inviting me to come and heal them. Somebody is inviting me to come and deliver them. Somebody is inviting me to come and bless them. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you have a choice. Those who bless God in their trouble will be blessed by God through their trouble. You can either decide to bless God in your trial and be blessed by God through your trial, or you can decide to do otherwise. But I believe that children of God in the house are people that go against common sense. People of God, children of God, are people that abide by the philosophy of Jesus Christ. Sometimes, if you want what you have never had before, you need to go against common sense. You see, common sense will tell you that when there is money in the pocket, when there is food on the table, that's when you need to rise up and praise Him. When everything is going well, that is when you need to rise up and give God praise. That's common sense. But if you ask Paul and Silas, they would tell you that what didn't make sense in the natural yielded huge effects in the spiritual. And that what makes sense in the natural, what makes sense in the natural, it doesn't make sense, children of God. What does not make sense in the natural makes perfect sense in the spiritual. If you ask them, they will tell you, children of God, we need to go against common sense. Tell your neighbor, go against common sense. Tell your neighbor, go against common sense. Yes, we need to go against common sense. When you go against common sense, you attract the attention and the commitment of the Savior. When you go against common sense in your situation, whatever it may be, you attract His attention. I believe somebody in the house right now is singing praises to God. Somebody's heart is admiring and attracting the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is going where He is celebrated, not where He is tolerated. Whatever situation you may be in, God Almighty is still saying something. Whatever situation you may be facing, God Almighty is aware. And as long as He is aware, He will never leave you without solution. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to go against common sense. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to go against common sense. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to go against common sense. See, one thing we need to know about praise is that when we move and we praise Him, His goodness will follow us. When we move and we praise Him, His blessing will follow us. When we move and we praise Him, His deliverance will follow us. Somebody is about to be blessed. Delivered. Somebody whose miracle has been delayed is about to receive the mother of miracles. Somebody who's about to go against common sense is about to receive. Praise the Lord. Are you that person? Right now, if you're that person, rise up with praise in your heart and begin to praise the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Shout hallelujah! action. Somebody on their way home, they're about to receive a phone call. Favor is on the way. Blessing is on the way. That contract is on the way. Don't be surprised that when you begin to praise God in your problem, in your affliction, that God Almighty will begin to open doors that have been closed in your life, doors that have been closed for many years, God will begin to open them because you chose to praise Him and go against common sense. Children of God, you need to know that you were born to praise Him. You are born to praise the living Savior. But if you do not know the purpose of life, you cannot appreciate the Creator of life. Right now, take a different direction in order to achieve a different solution. Tell your neighbor, take a different direction in order to achieve a different solution. God is about to do something. Something is about to happen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to go quickly to the book of Luke chapter 19, reading from verse 5. Now listen. It says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. That is, he saw Zacchaeus. Somebody say Zacchaeus. And said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Jesus is speaking to someone today. Make haste, because today I'm about to come into your house. Today I'm about to visit you. Today I'm about to bless you. Today I'm about to heal you. Today I'm about to conquer, 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 conquer. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Right now, begin to walk appreciatively. Begin to walk appreciatively, because God Almighty is aware of every single trial. Every trial you are facing, God Almighty is aware. But He just wants you to praise Him regardless of your affliction, regardless of your situation. Give God praise, because you were born to praise Him. Praise the Lord. Children of God, please turn with me quickly in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Remember, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Are you there? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, someone say therefore. By Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, His praise should continually be on your lips. Brothers and sisters in Christ, regardless of your situation, let your hearts rise up and praise Him. When your heart rises up and praises the Lord, He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will open doors that have been closed in your life, and He will close doors that have been opened in your life. He will give you the keys to breakthrough. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you were born to praise Him. Say, I was born to praise Him. I was born to praise my Savior. And I will not withhold my praise. Regardless of my situation, regardless of my affliction, I will never withhold my praise, because I was born to praise Him. Somebody shout, hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Now, if you believe you are born, want to praise him. I want you to rise up on your feet and shout a loud hallelujah.